Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX. There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning. What's up with News Guy Matt? He's like, he's got a Sixers hat on and he's giving me attitude. Where's the Sports Center?
Here, Rob. Who won last night?
The 76ers.
There you go.
And they were trailing by 15-16 at one point and they came back to win it.
Is that why he's being so cocky today?
Oh, I thought you meant
Rob,
he was being like mean. Well,
what do you want me to do?
I know you're both Philly fans, but I'm in the door 5 minutes this morning and he's like, take that, Celtics fan. I'm like, what? And he's talking about an ejection and technical fouls and stuff. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Do you want
to
know what I watched on TV last night?
What did you watch on TV?
Little House on the Prairie.
You did not.
I absolutely did. All of it is available to stream. Every single episode of all 10 glorious seasons.
All right, now don't get me wrong. I didn't watch the Sixers-Celtics game, but I certainly didn't watch Little House on the Prairie.
If a few of my friends are up and getting ready for work, some female acquaintances, they were also Laura Ingalls Wilder fans.
Okay, I'm not saying I wasn't a fan, but that was a long time ago.
Interestingly enough, when the husband was in town, and he's not in town, so I can say this, we started with episode one, and he sat and watched it, too.
He did not.
He absolutely did.
You're just saying that because he's not in town, and he can't defend himself.
You know what else he likes? Gossip Girl and Dr. Quinn.
He does not.
And then he got ticked at me because I watched the finale of Dr. Quinn. I think that was like all six seasons of that. And he was like, you watched it without me? Like, he got mad.
You're making this up.
I'm not.
I'm going to call him. He's in Chicago.
We know him. Yeah, we could definitely
I'll
find
call
out.
Chicago
call him
right
in Chicago
now.
And ask him what his favorite, like, guilty pleasure TV show is. And he absolutely will say Gossip Girl.
No, he won't. He'll go all guy because I'm a guy.
No, he won't.
Rob could call him. Matt could call him. He'll be like, oh, my favorite show.
This is going to be like when you called my mom and asked her my female baby name if I ever have a kid. And it's Topanga. And she answered it instantaneously.
You are right.
So
there
this is going to be the same situation. I'm not lying.
But you're telling me a guy will bow down to...
Keith will go, I have no shame. I love Gossip Girl.
Wow. Are we up to the challenge, Rob?
I was afraid she was going to ask what ours was. Our guilty pleasures.
I kind of want to now. Rob?
I watched the first four seasons of Pretty Little Liars.
There it is!
Yeah.
Yes!
Rob, come on, buddy.
I
got to
be honest.
I need your help here, Rob.
Yeah. Here, Sports Center right here. I love that he's owning the fact that he is a masculine man, a big sports fan.
Okay.
But maybe he likes Pretty Little Liars. Maybe he likes Vampire Diaries. I don't know.
Okay.
It's cool. What about you?
We have to take a commercial break.
No.
If you think percentage rates are...
Captain Marvel Music, 94KX with Tom and Laura in the morning and late night TV.
Here's a crazy story. A woman in upstate New York just gave birth to a healthy baby girl that weighs 15 pounds.
Oh.
15 pounds. When you give that baby a bottle, she just unscrews the top and chugs it.
It's harder to sleep in if you're...
94KX, get you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow. How's that? When Doves Cry. News is coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Today is National Fragrance Day. Where do they come up with these national holidays?
National Fragrance Day. I'm actually not a huge fan of a ton of fragrance.
But you know what? National Fragrance Day has to do with smells. So it's not necessarily what you said. When you say the word fragrance, you think perfume and clones.
That's automatically where my mind went. It went to body spray.
Yeah. Until I went to the story here and it says, our top 10 fragrances, fresh cut grass, coffee, bacon, clean laundry, cake, fresh air, fried food, the ocean, vanilla, and Christmas trees.
Of course, bacon's in there.
Those are all great fragrances.
This is true.
Just missing the top list, barbecue, chocolate, and the smell of babies. I love the smell of a baby.
They do. They have a specific smell. So do puppies.
Oh, yeah, but your puppy, he wasn't smelling good yesterday.
That was brutal yesterday.
Man.
Oh, man.
That might be on the least favorite smells.
Did you take care of that yesterday?
Yeah.
Did I take care of it? He's a puppy.
Yeah, but did you get him outdoors and have
give
him
an
antacid business?
No, there's no antacid.
Wait a minute, Matt. You don't give a dog an antacid.
Yeah, I don't know. Or a doggy antacid. I don't know.
We've been on multiple walks between yesterday and today.
Okay, good.
We've done our business as appropriate. So
that's how he gets rid of his puppy smells.
There it is.
All right. On the least favorite body odor, sour milk, mold, sweat, stagnant water.
Oh, gross.
Armpits. Isn't that body odor? Dirty socks. other dirty clothes, damp walls. I guess you're in the flood zone.
Damp walls.
And get this one, sauerkraut.
Oh, I like can see
sauerkraut.
That. Yeah,
sauerkraut tastes good, but it smells awful.
Yeah.
Eh, I don't mind it so much.
Really?
Yeah, no. I like fermented foods, though. I do.
Thus the cheese.
Yes, of course. And the matcha and everything else.
That's aged, oh, not fermented.
It doesn't matter.
There's a difference.
It's stinky.
No, stop.
News is next.
All right, everyone. Let's get this party started.
4KX News coming up next to check on sports. And to check on AccuWeather. All right, Laura. I've been thinking about this, and I have to talk about my soft side.
Oh, boy, okay.
The feminine side.
You
talked about your husband watching Gossip Girls or whatever the heck it was.
Gossip Girl. That's his guilty pleasure TV
and
show.
And what was News Guy Matt's? He just left the room for a little bit. He was watching some other show.
Oh, well, Rob the Sports Center said Pretty Little Liars was his.
Right.
News Guy Matt did not say that, but
he did say that his wife,
Lisa, appreciates Little House on the Prairie.
Yes. Well, but that's because she's a woman.
So does my father-in-law, though, and my father.
But I want to know yours, Matt, because I'm not telling mine.
I call it the sad show. I'm not a fan.
Little House.
So what Little House on the Prairie, no.
What is, we didn't call it guilty pleasure. What was it?
What's your, guilty pleasure TV show?
What's the chick show that you watch that if your buddies knew, they'd pick on you? Because I thought of mine, and you keep putting it on me, but I don't see, how come News Guy Matt doesn't have to own up?
Well, he wasn't here for the initial conversation. He was in the newsroom doing News Guy Matt things.
That's what News Guy Matt does, news things. And then
I try to squeeze those in.
Okay, so I know that you're a big sports fan, and that's primarily what you watch, but you do love American Idol. We have a shared love of American Idol.
I have to catch up,
That might be it.
I have to catch up as well.
That might be it.
No, because...
Dudes don't watch American Idol. American Idol sucks.
What?
Dudes are watching games and hockey
such
and
a hater.
Baseball.
He really is a hater.
Yeah. See, we're on the same wavelength watching the show and two, hating on Katy Perry.
And the thing
I like Katy
Perry outside of American Idol, but oh my goodness, on American Idol, she just...
We've gone off topic here.
Yeah. Guilty pleasure TV show. Go.
It's probably something like... I mean, if your husband, Keith, who's the manliest man I know.
Other than Everybody Loves Raymond and Full House and American Idol America's Got Talent.
Full House.
Yeah, because my friends did make fun of me in college for
watching Full House. Full House. And he still watches it. College was a long time ago. He still watches it.
And you like Fuller House?
Yes. I can't wait for season 5.
And that's okay.
Yes.
No Aunt Becky, though.
I know. That's what I'm very curious about now.
Whoops. All right, Tom, yours. Go. Come on.
We're fresh out of time
now. We're not fresh out of time.
We're not out of time?
We have 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We're fine.
All right. I was going to own up to mine.
Own up right now.
This is hard.
You can do it.
I can't say it.
Yes, you can. Hold my hand.
Okay.
Do it. Come on.
My dude friends are going to text me.
They'll be fine.
All right, ready for it?
I won't judge
you. No, probably
not.
Notebook.
Really?
Oh, you know what? I knew that.
That movie makes me bawl like a baby.
That's one of his favorite movies.
Matt, what are you laughing at?
I know. It's out of shock because I never thought you would have such a sensitive soul to watch a movie like that.
See that?
That just shocks
me. Nicholas Sparks just understands Tom. It touches his soul.
Nicholas Sparks.
Apparently.
That movie I could watch that 100 times.
Oh,
I bawl 100 times.
That's actually my wife's favorite
movie. When is it
going to
stop?
Really?
I know almost every line in the movie. I'm thinking, why is this still making me cry like a baby?
It's a beautiful story.
It is. But now I just admitted it on a 50,000-watt radio station.
It kind of encourages infidelity, but you know.
Well, there is that. I just said it on the radio.
The Notebook.
Now
it's
out there. It's
good to get
there,
this out, you know?
This is almost like a news story.
It is a news
story. I'm
going
to go and write it up now.
You should.
It's probably
breaking.
What I just said on the radio is probably going to appear on the WKOK Facebook page.
Tom,
I'm
going to
put it up right now.
Here's the thing. It's okay. Do you want to know why I just have one thing to say to you?
What's that?
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
94KX, getting you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow. How's that? Vintage Journey still reminds me of Caddyshack. It's Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:13. It exploded on Reddit. And I just want to talk about it. Life's unwritten rules. There's got to be a million of them. And there are 10 listed so far. We should ask people to come up with their own.
Their own unconventional rules.
Even if they're local, if you want to localize it to your town or whatever. Life's unwritten rules. Number one, don't ask for something if the person only has one left. Of course. You have one piece of gum, and I'm like, hey, could I have some gum? You're like, ugh. So you got to split it in half or whatever. Don't do that. All right. Number two, and we have the problem. This is a serious problem in this building.
Okay.
We have five radio stations in this building.
We do. There's a lot.
A lot of people in this building. If you finish the roll of toilet paper, put a new one on.
That is my pet peeve.
I know. I heard you yelling about it the other day.
Well, because...
You're like, who doesn't replace the TP?
Yes, because, like, you get stuck in there then. You're like, what am I supposed to do? So thank goodness I checked.
Yep, you got to check.
But I shouldn't have to check. It should just be common courtesy. You're the one to use the last sheet. Guess what?
The last sheet?
Yes.
Okay.
You go and you replace it.
Replace it, kindly, please.
And then maybe get an extra and stick it on top of, you know, whatever. So there's one in there.
If you borrow someone's car, put gas in it before you bring it back. I don't let anybody borrow my car.
That's just common courtesy, though, honestly.
But it is. You're right. Don't play music out loud when you're in public. That's what headphones are for. I kind of agree with that.
I agree too. And that's kind of a thing now with the kids.
With their cars?
Walking around New York City, I noticed that, like, especially on the Saturday, like, out of their phone, there'd be, like, these packs of teenagers.
Just
like,
walking around downtown, playing music loud.
Loud on their phone, like, sitting in the park. I was like, what are you doing?
I'd smack the kid, honest to God. Chew with your mouth closed.
Yes.
People that smack their food drive me nuts.
Oh my God, don't pop your gum.
Oh, that's another one. Crack, crack, crack. Number six, I don't understand. Don't start drama at a funeral.
What?
Why does that have to be an unwritten rule? You should be respectful at a funeral. Don't cause drama.
People behave in interesting ways when a family member dies. Grief hits us all differently, but I feel like sometimes that brings bad behavior out of the woodwork.
Good point. I do remember my cousin Drew in Rochester crawling into his mom's casket. It was kind of weird. Because he was
I didn't mean actually crawling.
He was an adult. I was like, Drew, get out of there.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
If you're borrowing something for the third time, you might as well go buy one. I totally agree with that. If somebody keeps, hey, could I borrow your lawnmower? Hey, could I borrow your lawnmower? Hey, can I borrow? Go buy one. After three times, I guess. Okay, number eight. If someone shows you a photo on their phone, don't swipe left or right.
Oh, yeah. That, again, because, common courtesy.
Yeah. Like, look at a picture of my dog. Oh, that's adorable. And then they start looking through your other... Hey, no.
You just don't know what you're going to see. So, you know, and perfect. I'm not that curious. I don't need to know anything else other than that cute dog picture or baby picture.
There you go. So that's a new rule, but it's a good one. Number nine, let people get off an elevator or a train before you get on.
I've never
really thought about that.
Common courtesy.
The door opens, let them come out.
Well, that's why you stand to the side and mind the gap.
Okay. Number 10, don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle. Guess what? Don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot either. They have those little bays. Return the thing, you lazy son of a...
Whoa. Careful.
Okay.
Deep breaths.
I hate that. You go to pull into a parking space and there's a shopping cart there. I'm like...
Interestingly enough, it's like the worst. I'm gonna call out a location.
Oh.
It's the worst where they don't have the cart thingies.
Okay.
Right there, that just speaks to laziness. But Tractor Supply, for example, it's in like the weird shopping plaza with other things. Ollie's is there, Planet Fitness, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
People just leave carts on the sidewalk, like all over.
Anywhere.
When they take them from Tractor Supply, because you have to actually make a huge effort and take them back into the store.
Ah, okay.
And you know what? That drives me nuts. Take the cart back.
It's not going to kill you. You get your cardio.
Especially when it's raining, they get all wet.
Do you have any unwritten rules that you want to? Let's post something and see if we can get people to do some local. Because you just mentioned Tractor Supply, that's local.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know your unwritten rule.
No shopping for yourself after December 1st.
Okay, and here's mine.
We talked about that at Christmas.
Route 11 and Route 54. The intersection has a green arrow on the traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means you get to go. No one else gets to go. So that turn on right thing, no. You don't do it when other people have the green arrow.
Oh, yes.
Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I almost got hit by a dump truck the other morning.
Oh, my goodness.
He was barreling down 54 at about 5 o'clock in the morning. I have the left turn. The arrow turns green. I'm taking the left turn. He comes right at me and swings the right.
Wow.
I was like, you son of a.
Careful now.
Okay.
At Aubrey Alexander Toyota, we believe the best new cars make the best used cars. We offer certified...
Yeah, we turning it up.
Tom and Laura in the morning with some late night TV.
According to the World Happiness Report, for the second year in a row, the happiest country in the world is Finland. Finland is number one, followed by Denmark, Norway, and Iceland. I guess there's just something about eating rotten fish in the dark that makes people...
We'll see.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, having a couple of beverages there with Chumbawamba.
Woo!
You know what?
Because when you knock one down, you got to get back up again.
That's it, man.
See, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
Uh-huh. speaking of knocking a few down, mm-hmm. another place in restaurant week that I haven't been to, I apologize.
What? Okay,
I live so close to there.
All right.
We're about to give away a gift card to another place that I haven't been to.
Filet 18 yesterday, I could understand a little bit just because
it's in bloom.
It's a little fancier, although not too fancy.
What
if
are you saying?
A burger.
I'm not a fancy guy?
No, you're a dive bar kind of dude.
Is that what you're saying out loud?
Yes. Your favorite joint is the pub, too.
Actually, it's the El Rancho, but I do like the pub, too. I love the El Rancho.
The El Rancho.
A big old sirloin burger and some macaroni salad.
Here's the thing.
Restaurant week is coming up, and we've been celebrating it. And Laura's been to every restaurant in the Restaurant Week promotion. The Cherokee Tap Room is our giveaway today, and it's just across the river in Riverside, and I've never been there.
Andy has done such a great job with not only the Cherokee Tap Room, but then also Profile Coffee in Elysburg. I cannot believe that you've never been.
Andy, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. We're going to get you there, but we're also going to get somebody else there right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
$50 to the fabulous Cherokee Tap Room is up for grabs right now. Be caller number 4, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
It plays Alexander Ford.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX News coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Earlier today, we were talking about unwritten rules of life, everything from don't leave the shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot to if you finish the toilet paper, replace it. You know, just unwritten rules. And we asked for yours, and some people have chimed in already.
Yeah, there are a couple of comments on social media. One person messaged in and said, don't stop in the middle of a busy sidewalk.
That's true.
A good one.
Oh, I hate when people do that.
Right?
Like even not just a sidewalk, but if you're shopping.
Yes. Like somebody stops a busy right in the middle of the whatever, aisle. Whether it's an aisle, a sidewalk, a street. Yeah, like just don't stop in the middle.
Yeah. It's like driving. Pull over to the right.
Yeah. So thank you to Gage for that one.
Thanks, Gage.
The other one that was messaged in was don't text and walk.
Well, that could be dangerous,
like,
too.
On a busy sidewalk or in a store or whatever. You're looking down, you're trying to text message, and then...
Pretty soon you're banging into things.
Or you bump into somebody.
There are so many new unwritten rules because of that thing we hold in our hand that used to be a phone, but now it's our lifeline.
Now this one that was messaged in is not an unwritten rule because I'm pretty sure it's illegal most places, but don't text and drive.
Yeah, we heard that in our safe driving tip there.
Exactly right.
Please, please don't do that. All right, speaking of social media, we have good news about Tail Wagon Wednesday.
Oh my goodness. So I got the message late yesterday evening from Jen from the SPCA Center at Danville. Sadie was adopted right away yesterday. So I'm going to post a picture of Sadie and her new mama.
Please do.
They look like a match made in heaven. So that just makes, oh my gosh, it just brings me so much joy that senior little girl was adopted right away.
And the streak is alive now, right?
Yes.
Say this again?
The streak is alive now.
The streak is alive. Oh yeah, 100% adoption rate. Sometimes it takes longer because like our last pup, if you remember, he was really high energy. So obviously he needed an active family, attention, maybe a puppy brother or sister to play with. But he got adopted and Sadie didn't even take 12 hours.
Beautiful. Well,
great job, people. Great job.
Ah, thank you, John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning in Sealands Grove, because he actually sponsors this promotion here at the radio station, but then also sponsors the adoption fees. So that means that all of our Tail Wagon Wednesday pups, the adoption fees are waived, so they can find a forever home very easily.
Very cool. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Ask the expert.
94KX. John Lennon once said he can make his guitar speak. I believe John Mayer could do the same. Love that song. I guess I just feel like giving up today. Don't do it, John.
No.
Don't give up.
Do you know who else said something similar?
What's that?
About making their guitar speak.
Who's that?
Bret Michaels, when he talked to CeCe, he said, pick up that guitar and talk to me. Yeah.
That is so ridiculous, but it's you. It's like, I'm talking about John Lennon and you're talking about CeCe. Really?
It's the same thing, though.
All right, it is.
Brett Michaels said, pick up that guitar and talk to me. Yeah. CeCe, pick it up. Okay. Make it talk.
There
Make
you
it
go.
Speak. It's the same thing. Poison, Beatles, same category. Sure.
The three generations of Tom and Laura, ladies and gentlemen. Make it a good day today. What makes the perfect day? I was reading a survey. 2,000 people were asked, what makes it a perfect day? The number one answer, waking up after a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I don't necessarily get those. I average about 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, me too.
Not enough.
Need more. All right. Number two was plenty of laughter throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Number three was no work.
This isn't work, though.
I know. We're having fun here.
We always have fun.
Number four, sit down for at least one real good meal. I agree.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number five, be somewhere you can feel the sun in your face. Ah, isn't that a good feeling?
Oh, it makes me want to go to the beach.
Yeah. Listen to good music. Just heard John Mayer. That's a great song. Spend some of the day outdoors.
Yes, 100%. That's a necessity in my life.
Number nine is so funny, so dumb, but so real. Find money, like on the ground or in an old coat pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make it a perfect day.
Hey, everybody, spring cleaning this weekend, probably.
Great
You bring
point.
Out your raincoats. Ooh, I found a five.
I found a fiver. And finally, number 10, have a clean house without doing the cleaning, I assume. But, like, I don't know, you ever, like, you have a new house. So do you ever, like, look around and say, yeah, this is my stuff?
I just like when things are picked up and neat and tidy, so yes.
Okay, there it is. So there are the top 10 things. All right. Not making the list, someone did say hanging out in your pajamas all day.
No, that feels gross to me.
Me
I don't
too.
Like that.
Me too.
Now you got to put on something.
Although Matt, the news guy, says I should come to work in just a robe one day. That would be funny.
We could have like robe Friday.
I know. You would look nice and I'd look like somebody's grandpa. It would be hilarious.
You need a smoking jacket.
I don't smoke.
It doesn't matter. You just need one of those, like you know, the burgundy with the black smoking jacket. That's what you need. And some good flannel pants.
And the Playboy Mansion.
No. Too far.
It's Plays Alexander Ford. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, hoping you're heading into the perfect day. That's what we just talked about. Some late night television for you now.
A man in Australia reportedly returned to his car over the weekend to find a koala bear sitting in his back seat. Even weirder, when he got in, the bear said, just drive.
For KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the chain smokers. What's this chugga-chugga-choo-choo crap going on social media?
I heard this morning, and I'm that was kind of weird.
Can we come up with other things that are semi
It went viral on, it was an Ask Reddit Anything, like an AMA on Reddit.
That
was like, how many chugga-chuggas should come before choo-choo? And then, of course, it got picked up on Twitter, blah, blah, blah.
Chugga-chugga.
Chugga-chugga-choo-choo.
Okay, chugga-chugga-choo-choo.
Make that sound.
Twice.
Chugga-choo-choo, wheels go round. Hear the engine make a funny noise.
All right, so that's the original version? I don't even know. So it's chugga-chugga-choo-choo. That's it. Wait. Now we're still adding chugga chugga.
No, it's still only two at a time. They're chugga chugga pause.
What makes this go viral?
People are dumb.
People are searching for stupid things.
Yes, they don't want to.
Is it bad that I may or may not like this?
It does have a catchy beat.
It's catchy.
It's catchy. Here's the thing. I'm just gonna put myself out there. There is so much crap going on in the world that we're getting all upset and stressed out about, right?
Yes.
So we're not even gonna touch on gun control or sometimes silly things that happen in the White House.
Or the crazy
or like anything,
weather.
Right? Or the crazy weather.
The global warming
that may or may not exist.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. So we're not even gonna talk about that. So what people are searching for is to argue though about happy things.
Like
because
chugga,
when you
chugga,
argue
chugga,
about
choo-choo?
Real things, everybody gets all upset and stressed. So that's why Baby Shark went viral.
Yeah.
That's why this chugga chugga, chugga, chugga choo-choo is going viral. We're grasping at straws because we don't want to pay attention to like all of the crazy that's actually happening in our world.
You could be right.
That's why my Facebook feed is full of animals and babies.
But there's nothing wrong with that. But the stupidity here of this stuff going viral, I'd rather look at puppies and babies.
I guarantee that there are some parents somewhere who have had to listen to that song ad continuum, and they're just ready for it to go away.
Yeah, I can definitely
like that,
see that.
And Baby Shark. I have friends who have little ones, right. And they're just like, please make it go away.
So why do we invent an argument for it?
Because this is America.
It's America, and we like to argue, but also we like to argue about dumb, happy stuff instead of fixing real problems.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Point taken.
Mark and
94.1 WQKX, over 40 years of the best songs on the radio, and that will get you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow, because everybody goes, bam, bam, bam.
Listen, I'm a Southern Columbia. I'm a SoCo Tiger here.
Oh, there
That's
you go.
Like our number one go-to pump you up for the day song.
here's another thing that is in your neck of the woods.
Oh, boy. What?
Yeah, restaurant week is coming. We have several chances to win. Mm-hmm. You may or may not have a chance to win coming up with Sean Carey. Two words, Pondus Farms.
Oh, the best.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh, they're subs. The hoagies are so delicious. Plus, they have that buffet, the daily buffet. You can go for lunch. And then they have all the cute stuff at fall and at Christmas. I love me some Pondus.
Love me some Pondus, too. Your chance to win may or may not be coming up with Sean Carey.
It may or may not be. And I'm just saying, friends, $50 goes a long way at Pondus Farms.
All part of Restaurant Week from the Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau. You can find out more.
That's right. All of the details of 24 participating restaurants, breweries, wineries. It's all at WQKX.com.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing Pentella Data's cloud-based business voice services.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey is next. You think Sean will be able to pay attention to the radio show while he's watching his bracket? This is going to be tough. I mean, Matt, the news guy, is already setting up almost every device to watch four or five games.
All right, he's in the newsroom.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about this.
Uh-oh.
It's so funny. He described to me how he's going to have multiple viewing stations in order to see all of the games in his house. So cell phone, tablet, laptop.
Yes.
And TV.
And
but
television.
Multiple TV screens.
Right.
So funny.
It is. And like,
there is this thing called the ESPN app. Like SportsCenter, ESPN. You can just like have
no, he wants to watch the games. I'm the kind of guy that just check my bracket by checking final scores. No,
yes,
he wants to watch
final scores. ESPN app, SportsCenter app. You just refresh. Oh, cool. Oh, shoot. Oh, all right. Oh, look at that upset.
His wife will be going to the basement to bring him his mac and cheese
in his man cave.
In his man cave. Sean might be doing the same thing.
I don't know, but I do know that I have to put my bracket in on that stupid online thing now that we're doing. Like, I did my bracket. It's hanging on the wall.
I know, but we just wrote them on paper.
But now I have to put it, like, in this thing.
You got to make it legit, man.
All right.
Laura's going to work on her bracket.
In the basement.
Are
you going to bring me mac and cheese?
Certainly.
Okay, great.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.